I'm Brian McCreath at Symphony Hall with Andres Nelsons once again, who's here for a good long stretch. So, Andres, I'm glad you're here. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with me today. Oh, I appreciate
it. Pleasure. Thank you. Let's
talk about the second week of concerts that you're conducting, which includes Haydn's 93rd Symphony and a piece by Mark Anthony Turnage called Remembering in Memoriam Evan Schofield, and then another piece that is somewhat about remembering, and that's the Enigma Variations by Elgar. So that's where I want to start. I wonder about those two pieces. It seems kind of clear why they're on a program together. Each of them looks back to people or looks at people who the composer knew in a very loving, affectionate way. Which one of those pieces was programmed first when you were putting together this program? Do you even remember that?
Yeah, I remember when we talked about Tony, and it somehow came together. We knew that we are doing Turnage piece, and then we thought, okay, oh, so British. So we thought maybe let's make it kind of British.
Right, right.
And of course, Enigma is probably the most popular of Elgar's piece, and I think it's also one of his best pieces, and Enigma Variation. And of course, as Mark Anthony Turnage, and he's this piece about remembering, and he's British, so we have a British another piece with also by remembering people or thinking with Enigma Variations. And then we thought to have a little bit of a joke, you know, like Haydn has, you know, he was very successful in London, probably although he was one of those composers, I think he was, who could not complain about his life compared to many others. Was a good time also in Austria, but in London, I think he was accepted probably the best, and he got the biggest orchestra, and of course he has 12 London symphonies, and so we thought, well, actually, we can have the joke, we can say we have three British composers, you know, and Haydn being, you know, and then with his jokes, and in a way, of course, Turnage piece, of course, it's maybe more dramatic, although there's both very beautiful places, and with the remembering of a person who has passed away, and that's always, of course, sad, but also there's a beauty about that, and about some things, what, you know, if you look beyond this life, that we should look, I think, and then that's what I think he's also trying to do, and of course, then Elgar's Enigma Variations, I actually don't think that it makes any much difference for the audience to know is now the variation about his dog or his wife or his, you know, I think this is a piece where you just close your eyes and just listen to music and just enjoy. And there is a humor as well, and there is this beautiful variations, and it of course makes difference for Elgar himself and the people, who knew those people, and they could then maybe listen with a different feeling than knowing those. But I think this is a great masterpiece anyway, besides that. And I think, and Haydn, again, I mean, there is the humor, a lot of humor always inside, and it's a matter how much fantasy we use. And I personally like to use a lot of fantasy with Haydn to take some recitativo moments, some little caesuras or something. Let's you know, and there is a lot of humor. And I think, and of course, British are known for their humor, sarcastic humors, it's a, I would say, British, I can't say Brexit program, but with a certain sarcasm, we could say it's, you know.
That's great. Do you have memories of conducting Enigma Variations when you were leading the City of Birmingham Symphony?
Yes, yeah.
It must be something to conduct that piece for a British audience.
Yes, well, that's true. I mean, the orchestras, the British orchestras and British audience, the orchestras know so well, so you basically don't need to conduct it almost. And it's quite challenging. I mean, some variations are really, and an audience, of course, knows so well. It's very interesting. It's There are some composers which in Britain, it obviously is Elgar, is of course, but also Sibelius, when you play it in with British orchestras, their audience think that this is their composer, or and probably the same guy in Haydn and Handel, you know, and so. But I think I just want to encourage that maybe people see the program and look Haydn, not the symphony which they don't know, and they see Turnage, and they think my thing is contemporary music. Oh, and then they see Elgar, and they know Elgar well. They might think, well, it's maybe not program, but I can say it's really. I think it's a wonderful program. It has a humorous element always. When you see Haydn, there's a lot of surprises and a lot of humor inside, and it's very skillful, wonderful writing. And Turnage, I think he's really he's wonderful colors, and there's also a lot of beautiful moments in music. He's piece and of course Elgar is just a beauty, you know, and this famous variation which you know many British orchestras play as an encore, it's worse to just it's always tears, and it's and he finds these harmonies, the simple harmonies, but it just makes you, we need this balsam for our soul, you know, it's beauty. So I just encourage people just to it, and it's not a very long program. It's a very, you know, generally I think it's a concentrated program, but very, very interesting with a lot of wonderful moments.